May the words of my heart and mind this Advent season be exactly what God would want me to share this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I love Advent. I love everything about Christmas. I love the whole baby Jesus story. For me, this is the baby Jesus time of the year, Advent. It's a time of waiting and being excited and wanting to share with the people around you the good news that God sends in the form of a tiny baby, even though his parents struggled greatly to get to the place where he was born. They, in fact, were overcome with joy, for Mary knew that something special was about to come. When I read the scriptures this morning, I have a sense of that joy, a sense of excitement, even from Malachi, where they have a sense of preparing the way for salvation, preparing the way for Jesus the baby, preparing the way for Jesus our Savior, Emmanuel. And when I read Philippians and I think about Paul, he's in prison. Paul's in prison when he writes this letter. Now just imagine being in prison and writing this letter. And I would like to read this to you as if I wrote it for you. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the very first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I pray for you with joy and gladness. In all my prayers for all of you, I pray with you because of your partnership. I have to tell you, truthfully, when I read that scripture this week, I always had a sense of thinking about Father Ken and the fact that he has included me in the partnership and the ministry of this church, and that I get to be me, which is a lot different than Father Ken, but that together we have an opportunity to bring the joy and excitement of the scripture and of our thoughts and our love for Jesus and all that is about to come. I love to think about this time of year and the fact that we could just tell the baby Jesus story just like we tell it at the preschool, right? We don't need to tell about the future. We could just tell about the baby Jesus and how much we love him and how much Mary loved him. And there are so many songs out now that talk about Mary just wanting that one night to hold that baby in her arms, just her little boy, not thinking about the future, but just enjoying the moment. Just enjoying the moment. I think that sometimes is something that we miss, just enjoying the moment. We just like go so quickly. You just said, what, next week is week 3. Whoa, what happened? We didn't take our time. Did we take time? Are we going to take time to just enjoy the moment? Now, as you know, because I've talked about it before, I love being able to tell story to the preschool kids. I think Carol and I were almost going to have a fight over who gets to tell the Advent story next week. But it's her turn, so she gets to tell it. But when the kids came this last week, which was my turn, they come in and they always say, "Good morning, God." And then they take a place in the seats, kind of in a scattered manner, but they do finally get into their seats. But this time they just stood there and they just looked around. They just looked around at all the things that were in here. And I was so excited to think that they were excited about the decorations, and they were excited about this, and they were excited about the decorations I put on the altar. But then the one little boy said, look, there are presents. Their excitement was about the presents that were at the altar. And who was going to get the presents? So they sat down, and I explained to them that the presents were for children who might not otherwise get presents because their family couldn't afford them. And so the people at St. Luke's were bringing presents because God gave us the greatest present of all, and that was the love of the baby Jesus. And the baby Jesus teaches us how to be good and kind and loving and nice to our families. And this is what we learn, and this is the present that God gave. So now we're going to give presents in honor of the baby Jesus, and they will be blessed in church, and then they will be passed out to children who might not have gotten a present. And honestly, it is great to talk to 3- and 4-year-olds. Their little eyes get about this big, and they're just like so kind of overwhelmed with what it is that you're telling them. And then they wanted to know, well, what's this over here? So I said, well, this is a nativity scene. And see the angels? See all the angels? They're waiting. They're waiting for the coming of the baby Jesus. And pretty soon, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus are going to come right here. We're going to have them right here. And they looked at me like, what are you talking about? Mary and Joseph are going to sit up here, and the baby Jesus is going? And I said, no, little figures of Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus will all be up here, and we'll have an opportunity to light all of the Advent candles. And so they were very excited about everything that I was talking about. Somewhere in the midst of that particular day, one little boy who was sitting in the front said to me, he didn't just say it to me, he just said it. He said, there are children who will not get presents. And I said to the little girl that was sitting there, I said, is Santa Claus coming to your house? And she said, well, I've been a little bit naughty, but I'm kind of nice. So they were having a sense that the presents had to do with being naughty and nice, and I think that's been part of what they've been talking about in preschool. And this other child was just perplexed to think that some child would not get a present at Christmas time. When we come together as an opportunity to talk to the preschool children, we begin to set in their minds the things that are important in finding the baby Jesus and finding the love of Christ, in knowing that we have opportunities to be good and kind and to make a difference in their lives. These scriptures this morning, to me, have a sense of joy and excitement and anticipation. We talked about Zechariah on the journey on Thursday night and the fact that Zechariah didn't really want to believe that he and Elizabeth would have a baby, because he said, well, how do I know that's going to happen? And the minute he said that, he was not able to speak again until he was able to say his son's name, and his son's name was John. And this canticle that we read this morning is Zechariah's praise song, his joy in the fact that his son will be preparing the way. He's coming first. He's preparing the way. He's preparing the way for the coming of Christ. And we hear that even from Isaiah, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's what our job is right now, preparing the way of the Lord. And that excitement that you have. When I was young, and actually not so young, and I would go to my parents for Christmas with my children and my husband, my father, who's kind of a quiet person, and not about to be too emotional, would drive us around, and we would sing Christmas carols. And as we got closer to my parents' home, my father would already all of a sudden say, look, there he is. Can you see him? He just went off that way. We have to hurry. We have to get home. And when I got to my parents' house and they opened the door, my mother and grandmother to this day could make you believe that Santa was just there. That when you open the door and the lights of the Christmas tree just hit you, and so many presents and so much excitement. the people that were writing the scriptures today weren't people that were there with my parents or to see a Christmas tree. Instead, they knew that the world could change. The world could change through the love of God in the giving of this incredible gift. This incredible gift that we're waiting for now. We're waiting for. Except, you know what? I always think God's right here all the time. He's with us all the time. All you have to do is look into the eyes of somebody that you really love, somebody that you know knows about God. And I do believe you can see that little pop of God that just comes and surrounds you. They've had something to tell Father Ken this morning, and I actually saw that little pop in Father Ken because he said, give me their name. I will send a prayer. Immediately, we have a sense of just wanting to share the love of God with all of the people we meet. We start out with these little people in preschool, and we have an opportunity, some of us, to go on and minister to the people in the senior homes. And every single time, we have an opportunity to bring that sense of waiting, that sense of joy. It's coming. It's coming. Christmas is coming. It's not always a happy time of year for many people. For many people, there is a time of grief and a time of loss. But if you could just, in that time, have a sense of waiting, not knowing for you when, in fact, the Christ child will enter your heart, but on Christmas Eve, you have an opportunity to think about the fact we've lit the last candle. We have rejoiced in the journey of the child and his mother and his father. We have rejoiced in hearing the angels and the shepherds. We have rejoiced with all of them in the scripture and in the stories. May our hearts somehow be open to that rejoicing and that love in the scripture that tells us the baby Jesus is God's gift to us for the salvation of our lives, for the forgiveness of our sins, for joy for the world forevermore. We just have to accept it in as we walk along on our journey, waiting for the coming of the Christ child. May we reach out and take the hands of somebody around us and say, come with me. Come with me on this journey, for God is surely here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.